Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The Loom, a Brooklyn-based chamber folk band, released its debut full-length album, Teeth, in November of 2011 on Crossbill Records. The band was featured in Paste Magazine's Best of What's Next series, and the New York Times called the band the next big thing. The album earned excellent reviews from NPR, AOL Spinner, Time Out Magazine, and others. The Loom is playing with Sea of Bees at Market Market in Rosendale, New York this Saturday night. John Fanning is a songwriter, lead vocalist, and guitar player for The Loom, and he joins us now. John, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here via telephone.
Let's start with introductions. Who is in The Loom, and how did you choose that name for the band?
The Loom currently is myself. I play guitar and sing, and a horn player, Lise Rubard. She plays French horn, trumpet, and sings as well. And then our bass player, Dan DeSlover, and our drummer, John Alvarez. We made the record Teeth with a few other people as well. Alex Greiner plays guitar and banjo on the record, and Sydney Price plays keyboard and also sings, does kind of female lead vocals on the record also. When coming up with the name of the band, we wanted something that sort of reflected the kind of the folky element of the music, I suppose. We've been a band for 5 or 6 years at this point, and I think we're getting progressively less folky, at least in terms of the music being quieter. But at the time we started the band, you know, the banjo and the more folk-oriented instruments were a pretty big part of the sound. And so we wanted to kind of reflect that, but also have something that maybe sounded a little darker. I mean, there's kind of a darkness to the music. And so there's the dual meaning of, you know, there's the verb form of the Loom, which is more ominous sounding somewhat. So,
who writes the songs?
I do. Yeah, I write them at home on guitar or piano. And then we kind of arrange them all together in our rehearsal space in Brooklyn.
And what is your, when you're at home writing them with a guitar or the piano, what's your process like? Are you a disciplined songwriter, or do songs sort of occur to you as they do?
Yeah, I used to kind of sit down and write things in one sitting, but I haven't done that for years at this point. Usually what I do is I kind of stockpile lyrics over a long period of time. I just keep them in my phone or whatever I have on me. And I also usually have a guitar riff or something floating around in my head also. And at a certain point, there'll just be some kind of, I'm constantly playing guitar. There'll inevitably be a point where some little thing that I've been kind of subconsciously working on will suddenly match up with some lyric that I've had floating around. And so it usually starts with something really basic like that, just one lyric and one guitar part. And then at that point, you know, when it seems like there's actually something that is starting to take shape, I go back into the trove of lyrics that I have and sort of pull together the ones that fit well with, you know, with whatever melody the original lyric has taken. And I don't know, for a while I was afraid that way of working would make things seem kind of scattershot, or, you know, I was afraid that there was something maybe more genuine from everything coming in one sitting.
Uh-huh.
But actually, it's nice because it allows me to pull out, you know, thoughts or ideas that I've clearly been having over a longer period of time.
Sure.
Because it's really easy when I look back in the lyrics to see which ones are relevant to whatever I might be working on at that moment. So, yeah, it's kind of a patchwork method I've developed, but I kind of enjoy working that way.
You were featured in Paste Magazine's Best of What's Next series, and the New York Times called the band the next big thing. The album got a lot of positive reviews. When you get that kind of positive, to not be able to come up with a synonym, press, is there a notable increase in your record sales or ease in booking or anything like that? Are people reading that and then paying attention to you?
It's hard to tell. I mean, we've definitely been thrilled at the positive press for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think definitely when you start touring, it can be really helpful, at least in time, you know, and just kind of sending the message that people might know you when you're touring. And it hasn't been some kind of crazy sea change. I mean, a lot of it is just kind of the, you know, like working really hard. And we've, you know, we've probably played about 200 shows in the last maybe 2 years. And so, you know, we've really kind of started to tour a lot in the last while. And so that's kind of the main thing, I think, that makes a difference. Certainly when you kind of are already doing that, the press definitely is awesome and a huge help. So, you know, kind of in isolation, you know, it's hard to tell.
Right.
But when you're kind of also out and playing and all of that going on at the same time, then it definitely helps feel that there's a sense of momentum and to what's happening, which we're very grateful for.
I want to share a few songs with our listening audience and would like if you would say a few words about them before we play them. The first one is For All My Friends in Spring, For All My Friends in Fall.
The song is funny. We don't play it that often live. It's stylistically a little bit different than the general musical direction that the band has been going for the last while. But obviously, you know, we still love the song. And I mean, I think it's just kind of a song of, I mean, there's a lot on the record about this idea that there's a lot of joy to be experienced in life, but that it can be difficult to get to because of all the various things that kind of get in your way, whether it's, you know, anxiety or guilt or whatever, you know, just the sort of the difficulty of appreciating the moment as it happens. And I think this song was one of those moments that happens every once in a while where you're just sort of, you know, I was in Brooklyn and it was a beautiful day, and I just was kind of feeling really lucky about all the great people that are in my life. It was kind of one of those moments where everything felt like things were really good. So I don't know, it's kind of a reflection of that.
And in the pale last light you asked, your tall, broad-shouldered boy, have I aged well in your eyes? She'd white and ill-prepared, these things they take their time.
Our guest is John Fanning from The Loom. That was For All My Friends in Spring, For All My Friends in Fall from their album, Teeth. The next song John will talk about is For The Hooves That Gallop and The Heels That March.
This song is probably the most akin to the type of things that we're playing in terms of newer material and things like that. This song, we actually made a video for this song, which you can find on our website and other places. And the refrain is, for the hooves that gallop and the heels that march, there will be lights burning as there will be lights out. So it's kind of this idea that as you go along, a lot of wonderful things happen, a lot of difficult things happen, but you sort of just have to persist and keep on. And as you sort of try to find the more rewarding experiences and things like that. And so And that, you know, that's kind of a theme, certainly, of the curtain calls as well. It's just that sort of idea of persistence, you know, in the face of whatever obstacle you might have at the moment. I think they're sort of two sides of the same coin in that they sound very different. I think Hooves focuses, or at least sound-wise, reflects the darker side of things a lot more. I mean, it's a minor chord song, and it's kind of hushed, and there's a sort of repetitive banjo and guitar part, and then there are these moments of really loud, kind of dissonant distortion, which that's also something that we do a lot, is we have this kind of folkier setup with the guitar and the banjo and the French horn and trumpet, but we also like to run those things through delay and distortion and reverb and things like that.
And the stranger's touch. There's touches left standing, and there's hair unbrushed. So for the roofs that gather, and the hills that march, there will be lights burning, as there will be lights out.
John, thank you very much for joining us, and have a great time in Rosendale.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
The Loom is playing with Sea of Bees at Market Market in Rosendale, New York this Saturday night. To learn more about the band, visit theloommusic.com. Theloommusic.com. The website for Market Market is marketmarketcafe.com. All of the songs we heard in this segment are from The Loom's record, Teeth. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Senses finally go. Well, you know for me to wonder, you know for me to know. And even as dry heat, a clanging rusting pipes, something in the changing of the seasons will make us more alive. So for the hoofs that gather, and the hills that march, there will be lights burning, as there will be lights out. So for the hoofs that gather, and the hills that march, there will be lights burning, as there will be lights out.